Essayist Mary Dankwa grew up here in the United States, but she was born in Ghana, West Africa. She considers herself almost completely Americanized, but she had never been able to call herself American until now.
A few years ago, I went to visit Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. I wanted to experience them for myself, those monuments, those symbols of immigration to America. I thought perhaps if I went, I might finally be able to get a sense of what my place was in that history, of how my story could be woven into the tapestry of this nation. My family and I immigrated to America from Ghana when I was 6 years old. We entered the country legally, but those first few years were difficult. I just didn't feel like I belonged. So much so that in school, while the other kids were saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I always stayed silent. Not out of defiance, but rather out of what I thought was a definition of self. I was not an American. The years went by, but that feeling of being an outsider never fully went away. And to further complicate matters, due to a series of events and technicalities, my status changed from that of a legal resident to that of, and I quote, an undocumented alien. In fact, I spent the first few years of my adulthood as an illegal immigrant. But being on Ellis Island made me realize that while I may not have ever defined myself as an American, people like me, immigrants, have always been the very definition of America. It was then that I made the decision to become a citizen.
Oh, beautiful.
The ceremony was to be held at the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds in Pomona, California. It must have been easily 110 degrees, and my AC conked out at the start of the one-hour drive there. By the time I arrived, between the heat and my nerves, I was completely drenched. I took a seat toward the front of the auditorium. The crowd was massive and multicultural enough to be featured in a music video or a magazine ad for world peace.
Altogether, over 7,000 of you are going to become new American citizens.
We were instructed to surrender our green cards. I was hesitant. It was the only tangible proof I had of a legal link to this country. But of course, I had to. We were each handed a large white envelope. Inside was a small flag and a letter of congratulations from the president.
Take your flag, wave it, and make as much noise as you can.
For a while, it felt more like a school assembly than a court proceeding.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on
I will admit, there were parts of the Oath of Allegiance that made me a little less than comfortable.
That I will bear arms on behalf of the United States.
But not so much as to undermine the commitment I was making. My tears caught me by surprise. I thought I had prepared myself emotionally for the event, but I was not alone in the crying. I turned around, and row after row after row, a sea of sobbing faces.
So help me God. Thank you.
I'm sure to any observer, someone on the outside, it probably would have all seemed hopelessly sappy. What with the long, sentimental speeches from the judge and the deputy in charge of the Citizenship and Immigration Service.
The United States is not only home.
And the videotape message from George W. Bush.
I'm honored to be your president.
Not to mention the patriotic country music. I'm sure it probably would have seemed like just one blazing campfire short of a kumbaya session. But we knew, those of us who now found ourselves on the inside, we knew what our tears represented. We were well aware of all we had been through to get where we were, to become American citizens.
Place your right hand over your heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
I couldn't help but think, it's over.
And to
the journey that I began
stands,
at 6 years old is finally
one
over.
One nation under God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
After the formal swearing-in ceremony, I went and picked up my naturalization certificate.
Congratulations. Have a nice day.
The document that legitimizes every interaction, every dialogue, every experience I'm able to remember from first grade to 5 minutes ago.
Country of former nationality, Ghana. I don't know, there's a little bit of sorrow there. You've completely cut ties with your homeland.
I got into my car and drove, windows down, music blasting, back to L.A., where my friends were waiting at a neighborhood restaurant to celebrate my new identity. I drank mojitos and ate the largest slice of American apple pie I had ever seen.
I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Mary Denkwa is a writer and a proud African American living in Los Angeles.
I love you, America. You see,